This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3. On Money FM 89.3, China Perspective with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief with The Straits Times.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time for us to turn our attention to China. A couple of issues we're looking at. Updates on Shanghai's lockdown. We want to get to know Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. And we want to talk about President Xi Jinping's offering state backing to revive the country's economy. Let's find out more from Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief at The Straits Times. Don, good morning. Thanks a lot for helping us out. Let's get through this. First, could we get an update on Shanghai's lockdown as well as Beijing's battle with COVID-19? We understand authorities in Shanghai have tightened the citywide lockdown they imposed more than a month ago. Why a need to continue with this lockdown? And with regard to Beijing, how are people taking it? Is the thought of lockdown still on their minds?
Hi, good morning. Shanghai has indeed toughened its lockdown, even though the number of infections are falling. There were 3,947 cases on Sunday, and this is a far cry from the height of the outbreak in the city, when the numbers topped 27,000 a day. But there seems to have been pressure on the local authorities to stamp out community infections. So we've been seeing accounts and videos on social media of people being hauled into centralized quarantine, even if there was just one positive case in the building. And they're not only taken away, health workers are entering their homes to disinfect. And this has caused a public outcry, and questions have been asked about the legitimacy of such actions and whether they have any legal basis. But it has come on the back of a meeting last Thursday when President Xi Jinping essentially defended his country's zero COVID policy and issued a warning that attempts to distort or challenge the policy will not be tolerated. Likewise, Beijing has been tightening COVID restrictions, and while it hasn't called its actions a lockdown, that's essentially what it is, because schools are shut, shops are shut, gyms are shut, even some parks are shut. Restaurants can only offer takeout service, and millions of people have been ordered to work from home, and companies not allowed to operate in the central business district. It is also making testing a routine, and most public venues will require a 48-hour COVID test for entry. And dozens of residential compounds and communities are also in proper lockdown or some form of restricted management system. So while the initial fears of Beijing turning into another Shanghai has pretty much dissipated, people in Beijing are now coming to terms with the fact that what they're facing is already some form of lockdown, and there's anxiety about being suddenly sent to centralized quarantine or your community being put under lockdown.
Yeah, the big news over the weekend, of course, China-backed John Lee won the top job of being Hong Kong's new chief executive, securing over 99% of votes cast in a small circle election where he was the sole candidate in the running. Don, who is Mr. Lee, and why does China have such confidence in him to lead Hong Kong? How will he possibly do a sweep of political transformation in a city? I think more importantly, how is it going to align with Beijing?
John Lee is the former security chief of Hong Kong, who is known to be pro-Beijing and a hardliner. He has spent his career in the police force and was key in trying to get an extradition bill through in 2019, which led to the political turmoil and the protests in Hong Kong, and he was also responsible for quelling those protests. He's been supportive of the national security law, which he said has helped to restore order and security to Hong Kong. And there are worries that because of his background, there could be more limitations on people's freedoms. He also has little experience in managing the economy or other social aspects of Hong Kong. which has made critics question if he can properly run the city. But his appointment is an indication of what Beijing is prioritizing, which remains the security of Hong Kong. He is expected to align closer to China, and he's already talked about integrating Hong Kong with economic powerhouses of mainland China. He's also talked about introducing national identity education, security legislation, and a fake news law, all of which Beijing will be quite happy about.
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now, back to our podcast episode.
We're on the line with Tan Donwei, China Bureau Chief for the Straits Times. Final issue we want to look at, Don, is China President Xi Jinping offering state backing for tech infrastructure and jobs to revive China's economy. But then you've got the ongoing lockdown, you've got this zero COVID-19 policy. I mean, how does this help with reviving the country's economy? He hasn't exactly been shaken or have been moved by the whole anger surrounding this COVID zero policy. Tell us more.
China believes that its zero COVID policy will not only help save lives, it will help China continue to be productive because it believes the cost of COVID spreading like wildfire across the country is far greater than putting cities in lockdowns and temporarily disrupting the supply chain and factory and business activity. But economists have already revised down their projections for China's GDP growth this year, and many are in agreement that it would be a major challenge for China to meet its 5.5% GDP growth target. Its financial capital, Shanghai, is already into its sixth week of lockdown now, while Beijing businesses and corporations are also now unable to operate as usual and will be seeing the zero COVID measures in these two major cities take a chunk out of its economy and people's livelihoods. There have been a lot of retrenchments going on, especially in the tech space, which has faced a swathe of new regulations, and the government is facing a huge challenge to find enough jobs for a record number of graduates, 10 million this year. As for Mr. Xi, there is nothing to signal that, despite the growing public unhappiness over the country's COVID policy, his position at the top is in peril or that his power has waned. Stability is the overarching priority, whether it's economic stability, political stability, or social stability. And even though there has been an outpouring of public outrage from Shanghai, the majority of Chinese, especially in smaller cities or rural areas, but also in big cities as well, still staunchly believe that China's COVID policy is the right policy.
All right, we've been speaking with Tan Donwei, China Bureau Chief for The Straits Times. Thanks again, Don. We'll catch up with you again next week.
The Asian Insider Podcast channel is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.